This is WKAR. Along with electing a mayor in 2017, Lansing voters will choose four city council members this year. Two serve in citywide at-large seats, and the others will represent the 2nd and 4th wards. Lansing City Pulse publisher Burl Schwartz expects Judy Brown Clark and Kathy Dunbar to run for re-election to their at-large seats. So far, other names for those seats have not emerged. Schwartz also thinks Jessica Yorko and Tina Houghton will run again in their wards. He adds that opposition is taking shape for Houghton, and he isn't sure why.
One of the people who's put out feelers is the recently retired internal auditor for City Council, Jim DeLine. He's 63 years old. He points out that all the rest of them have jobs and that he would be able to devote himself entirely to it. But I think the biggest thing Jim DeLine has going for him is he's got an MBA from here from the Broad School. And he ran the budget for the police department for many years before City Council hired him as internal auditor. He knows his numbers, and he made a point when I talked to him of saying that, we need to look into all these tax breaks that developers are getting. I would say that alone probably puts him in the anti-Brunero camp.
And that could be enough in some cases to win.
Yes,
correct?
Because, you know, this year, I think more than ever, there's a feeling that people are starting to grow tired of the mayor. They're tired of the angriest mayor in America. And they are upset by what happened with Jeanine McIntyre on the heels of J. Peter Lark. So we could see some for Verge and against Verge candidates.
Is Jessica Yorko likely to seek
another term? Yeah, well, there's also in the second ward a possible other candidate, Julie Rodacker, who ran for the Lansing School Board, came in 5th out of 6. Now, she has been appointed to a couple of city boards, suggesting that she would be in the Verge camp. Tina Houghton is very much in the Verge camp, however. She's former president of city council, well-regarded, but a very low-key person, and someone may take her on, and so it could be a strategy of Brunero's. Let's have Julie Rodacker in there, and if Tina Houghton doesn't make it.
Thanks for steering us back there.
Right, and in the 4th ward, yes, I think Jessica Yorko is going to have quite a fight. Jim McClurkin, who is one of the owners of the Potter House with his partner, is very well known in the community, especially in progressive politics. He has opened up that house for many, many fundraisers over the years. And secondly, he's a member of the park board and was a very vocal opponent of the BWL plan for Scott Park. He has told me he's running. He's actually said he's got commitments from Joe DeSanto and Emily Devendorf to work on his campaign staff. And what's motivated him to run against Jessica is that Jessica voted for the BWL power station to replace the Sunken Garden and the Scott House.
Of the four council seats up for re-election, are any of the incumbents facing personal or professional issues that you think might lead them to decide not to run for re-election?
I have not heard anybody indicating they are not going to run.